This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
I mean, I can whistle, I can snap. I can't really roll my R's. Not in a sense of, like, what I can do is more like a gargling rather than, like, using my tongue to roll my R's.
A gargling?
Yeah, because I'm more like at the back of my throat instead of, like, using my tongue.
Sounded not right.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast. It's Spider and Ashley back again for another week. How are you doing today, Ashley?
I'm good. I've actually had like a really good week. It's been really nice.
Very nice. That is awesome to hear.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really refreshing. I needed that.
Yeah, absolutely.
How have you been?
I've been pretty good. The rain that we've been getting for the past couple days have been kind of bumming me out. Yesterday, which was Monday. Yes, Monday. Forgot what day it was all of a sudden. We didn't have any rain yesterday. Did we? And I can't even remember if the weather was yesterday. Oh, God, my brain. But I know over the weekend it rained. It rained Saturday and it rained Friday too. And I don't know, my brain is just like all foggy. But yeah, just the rain that we've been getting for the past couple of days, man, just kind of making me super sleepy, and just been kind of, obviously I've been kind of out of it. But no, other than that, things are okay. Yeah, today was just a pretty gloomy day, but it's gonna rain for like the rest of the week, so hopefully the weekend isn't too bad. But that's yet to be seen.
Yeah, it's been raining here too, but like, and normally I don't care about the rain. Like, I like the rain, and normally I don't care, like, if I get a little wet or something, like walking to the car or something. But now I hate it because my hair's, you know, recently dyed. Mm-hmm. So it's still, if it gets wet, it's like drips blue. So now I hate it, and I have to make sure I have my umbrella. Otherwise, I'm going to, like, just be dripping blue down my face because of my hair.
Yeah.
And I don't want it to like stain my skin or my, normally it probably won't stain my skin at this point, but my clothes it still could.
Yeah.
So I have to be careful of that. But it hasn't been like too bad. There was like a few weeks where it rained like every day for like, I don't know, a week or two. So it hasn't been like that because it hasn't rained every day, but yeah, I don't know. It's just rainy time, I guess.
Yeah, it seems like it. We had a tropical storm, or it was a tropical storm or a tropical depression, run through last week, like Friday when it rained. It was because of a tropical storm. And it just like came through, just like it formed all of a sudden. Well, I say all of a sudden, but I hadn't really been watching the news. I probably had.
So it was all of a sudden to you.
It was all of a sudden to me. Everybody else probably knew about it for a while. But yeah, it dropped a whole bunch of rain on the city. It knocked the power out for a bunch of people. I know some people woke up Saturday morning and had like no water pressure. And I think up until yesterday, they still had some people that were still out of power. So, yeah, it was kind of crazy. Just the rain and the wind that came through.
I hate losing power. Like, there was one time where we had a really bad storm. I want to say it was, like, 2016. It was like a really bad winter storm.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a lot of people did lose power because of like all the snow and the ice and whatever. And it was like real deep and it was just always snowing. But it wasn't like we didn't lose power, but we lost like cable, internet, and phone. Like the, wow. You know, like Comcast. We lost Comcast. So it was like, and it was right around Christmas too.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone was off like work and stuff for the most part. I don't remember exactly what days it was, but I know it was like, I think it was like through Christmas. We were just sitting at home, you know, like all the kids were off school. So I'm just sitting at home with no internet and no TV. So it was just not fun.
Yeah, that's not
fun. And it was at least a few days. They're like, restoration tomorrow. And they're like, maybe the next day. But they had a lot of places that they had to go and a lot of, you know, and it was hard to get places because of the snow. And so it was understandable, but it just really sucked.
Yeah.
I'll have to look. I don't remember what year that was. I feel like my mom has a thing about it on Facebook, so I'll have to look later. I think people called it, like, Snowmageddon. I think we lived here. Let me see if I can find it real quick.
Snowmageddon. You gotta love the names they give to everything.
I don't know who came up with it. I think they were calling it that on, like, the news and everything. Freaking, I don't want to post. I just want to find my mom. How do I get... I don't know how Facebook works. How do I get to her album? No. This is going to be hard. Dude, we could move on. I'll look, but... What else? I don't know. I didn't do too much. I went to Gogi Gogi again.
Yeah?
That was fun. I took my dad because I took him for his birthday, so like I paid for dinner for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I had him pick the place, and he ended up picking there. He's like, I'll try it. I was like, okay. And he liked it. There were like a few things he didn't like, but for the most part, he liked it, and I figured it would. So I was like, it's just like just barbecue meat, if you get the Korean barbecue, which we did.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how to bring it. So, that was fun. I really don't know how to get to albums. I'm just scrolling up and down. Wait, I found it.
I was like, yeah, it kind of takes a bit to get there.
I was just scrolling up and down, and I couldn't find anything. I don't even know if she has anything on here for sure. But, I don't know. It's Halloween. Almost.
Almost.
I'm not doing anything.
Can't say that I am either.
2014.
Ah, 2014.
Snowpocalypse. What this says.
Snowpocalypse. It sounds Snowpocalypse, so dark.
Snowmageddon. Well. It was 2014, so I was... out of school. Or no, I was still in school. It was beginning of 2014.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that was fun. I'll have to save some pictures and send them to you. So I'll keep it open. But I still have like 20 pictures from last week I have to send you or something. I don't remember. I was like, oh, my hair and like the trees.
If you, I'm gonna get jealous of the trees. I can tell you that already.
Yeah, they're so pretty. There are some that people posted on Facebook that I'm probably just gonna steal and be like, I mean, they're around, but they already took the pictures.
They're about the same like this, so
in the neighborhood, I know right. Where they are. I could go to that tree right now.
But... why take the picture if it's already been taken?
Exactly. Then feel weird taking a picture of the one that gets really pretty on our road because it's in, you know, it's in someone's yard. It's not our road.
Oh, yeah.
So it just feels kind of weird. I mean, I'm sure other people do it, but just be like, no, I'm just your tree. It's pretty.
I promise I'm not taking pictures for any other reason than just to take pictures of your tree.
I did remember something exciting that happened. One of my internet friends, cats had kittens.
Okay.
I couldn't get that out. So they have kittens now. And that's they were awesome. Just born on Saturday, so they're, like, still really young and really cute.
Really tiny and...
Yeah.
The little mews.
Yeah, and they can't even, like, open their eyes, and I don't think their ears, like, they can hear at first either. I don't know when that happens, and they don't open their eyes till they get a little older either, but... So they're so cute. They've been sending me pictures.
Aww.
And I love them. Yeah, that's all I got. It's just been a really just slow week, but it's been, like, nice.
Yeah.
It's just not much to talk about.
Well, sometimes, no news is good news.
Yeah. Sure. You've just been forgetting everything, so you don't have anything to talk about because you can't remember anything.
Pretty much, yeah. My brain is on its way out at the ripe old age of 34.
Well, all right then. Let's go into my topic then. Okay. So, all right. So is there anything that you can't do that just in general a lot of people can? You know, like say whistling or snapping or, you know, something like that.
Something that I can do that a lot of people can't.
Can't. No, opposite. That you can't do
that. That I can't do that a lot of people can.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is. I'm 100% positive that there is.
Yeah.
But I probably can't think of it because I know that I can't do it, so I just don't try to do it.
Just then it doesn't exist.
I mean, I can whistle, I can snap. I can't really roll my R's. Not in a sense of, like, what I can do is more like a gargling rather than, like, using my tongue to roll my R's.
A gargling?
Yeah, because I'm more like, at the back of my throat instead of, like, using my tongue.
Sounded not right.
That's a good question. I don't know. But like I said, I'm sure there's something.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a few that I came up with. Because I can't snap. So that was an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
I can whistle, but I can't snap. And my mom is the opposite. She can snap, but she can't whistle.
You took her snap. You took her whistling abilities.
She just can't do it. It's just so funny. Your mom whistle. No. Okay, so this, I don't know how I can explain this, but you know when you hold up like three on your fingers, it's usually like the pointer, the middle, and the ring finger?
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that.
You can't?
No. Like, it hurts. Like, I can't physically do it, and if I try and force myself to, it hurts. I had something to do with, like, I guess, I don't know, muscles or tendons or bones. I don't know, but I just can't. I can't do it. I don't know how to explain it.
I think I can kind of understand what you're saying. Like, the muscles or the tendons, like, in your pinky. Like, if you try to keep your pinky down, it kind of keeps your ring finger down, too.
It's like my pinky and my ring finger. It's like that area is, like, where... It hurts when I try and, like, do it. So I can't.
Gotcha. Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just because, like, I have small hands. I don't know. But I can't do it. So I have to pretend, like, at school, because I work with young children, I have to kind of hold my hand together and be like, yeah, I can do it. Look. and then I can't I mean, this one is probably a little more common because it has to do with, like, seeing. But I can't, anything that you have to use both eyes to see. Like, there are some tricks of the eye where it's, like, you stare at, like, you know, on the page or something for, like, 30 seconds. And then you look up and then, like, there's colors or something, like, on a picture or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that's called, but I can't do that because I can't really see with my left eye. So anything that involves, like, both your eyes where you have to see, I just can't.
Oh.
So that one's probably more common because more, like, a lot of people have eye problems or whatever, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anything that involves any, or, like, 3D, I couldn't see that for the longest time. Like, using 3D glasses, one's red, one's blue.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see 3D. So I hated 3D because I couldn't see it, but then once they came out with the ones that, like, you would get in theaters where they're, like, both black,
yeah,
I could actually kind of see 3D finally. That was, like, the first time I could see 3D.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so those are the three I got.
Yeah, definitely more than I have.
Well, I came prepared though, and that is kind of hard, but I tripped you up like you normally trip me up.
Well, I don't try to trip you up. It just...
I know you don't try. That's what I'm saying. It I happens, didn't try to trip you up, but guess what?
I can't readily think of anything else. And I hate for that to sound like, oh, I can just do everything that everybody else can do. Because I'm sure that I can't. I can't drive a stick shift.
Mm.
I know that's something that a lot of people can do. I never learned how to drive a stick shift.
I can't drive.
That's fair.
I don't have a license. So there's that. I guess that's one I could have led with. But I could if I tried, I'm sure. But I just...
Yeah, you just don't.
Yeah, I'm gay, so it's fine.
Ooh, is that a thing?
Yeah, I'm a can't drive gay.
Ah, okay. I didn't know that there were can't drive gays.
Yeah. Luckily my friend is a can drive gay.
Mm.
So we're not completely useless together anyway.
You're compatible when you're together.
I don't know. I don't know if I could think of anything else off the top of my head either.
I don't know if it's something that... It's probably not something that, like, a lot of people can do. I'm just, like, thinking of random things now that I can't do. Like, I can't spin a basketball on my finger.
No, me neither.
But, like I said, I don't know if that's something that a lot of people can do.
I don't know, but I can't. I can't play sports like badminton because I can't see. Because that involves depth perception, which I don't have.
Yeah.
So, tennis or badminton, I completely suck at those games.
I don't have the finesse to play those type of sports. Like, when I was in college, we had to take a physical education class every semester. So my first semester I took basketball. That was fine because I used to play basketball when I was in middle school. So it was more about learning, like, fundamentals and stuff like that. So that was whatever. But then my second semester, I took tennis. And for the life of me, I couldn't, like, finesse the ball over the net. Because I used to play baseball. So every time I hit it, I, like, swing and it just, like, go over the fence. Every single time. And I was like, I want to hit it hard. Because I don't want the other person to hit it back to me, but I can't hit it hard but not hit it too hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was
rough.
Why
did you have gym classes in college, you said?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I didn't go to, like, a real college. I mean, it was a real college. It wasn't like a... it wasn't like a... university. I didn't go to, like, a university.
Yeah.
And I only went for, like, a second, but, you know. Man, we only had to take one semester of gym class in high school. Like, every year was two semesters, so that would be eight semesters. We only had to take one semester of gym, and then we were done.
We had two. It was, like... Freshman year, it was one semester of physical education and then one semester of health. And then
that was sophomore year. Oh, we only had it for... Most people took it freshman year, but you could take it whenever, as long as you took it at some point within your 4 years.
Oh, okay.
But most people took it freshman year, so it was either they had... Like, for me, first semester, first hour, I had gym. And then second semester, first hour, I had health. And some people were the opposite. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's what we had to do.
Yeah.
But, no, it was hard enough in high school taking gym. I would despise it in college.
It sounds really terrible. It really wasn't that bad.
No.
Well, I guess for me, because I like sports, so.
I mean, I enjoyed playing soccer and volleyball.
Hmm.
Those are the two I liked playing.
I would have much rather take volleyball than tennis.
Volleyball's fun. I couldn't hit it overhand. And when you're in middle school, it didn't matter. Like, you could do it, like, the serving the overhand way. Mm-hmm. But when you're in high school, you have to hit it overhand. I only played it in middle school, so it didn't really matter. But I could never do it overhand. Yeah. Underhand, it was real good, though.
Yeah, I think serving was definitely my my weakest point.
I got smacked in the face when someone served volleyball once.
Ooh, that is the worst.
It was during gym class. It was just like, you know, we were just serving the balls over the net, and I just got smacked in the face. And that was fun, because then it hurt, but then I had to pretend like it didn't, because it's high school.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I can't cry. People make fun of me. Already nobody knows me.
I saw a video online the other day. There was, I don't know if it was like high school or college or whatever, but there was a volleyball match going on. And the opposing team on the far side of the net, they hit the ball and then like beeline for this girl's face. And she like, it hit her in the face, and so she kind of went down. But it popped up. It was still in play. So her team hit it back over the net. And while she's trying to get up, the other team hit it back, and it hit her again. But it still popped up. And so her team hit it back over the net. And they hit it back, and it went for her again. But it's like she kept the ball in play to the point, to where her team actually scored the point. And then the caption of the video was like, this is just bullying at this point.
Like, again.
But it's like, it just kept coming for her.
Was she right in the middle?
No, she was like in the back right.
That, okay. That's a weird place for it to always go.
But she was getting pelted.
That probably hurts too.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. I know it hurt, but I don't remember. I've gotten hit all over with soccer balls so many times because I played soccer from like 8 to 14, and then we also played it in high school for gym. But I got to the point where that didn't bother me. Like, I got hit in the face with the soccer ball during gym. Gym was not a good time for me. But they're like, oh, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. I don't care. Like, yeah. The volleyball was just like, that really hurt. Man, what else can't I do? A lot. I just can't think of anything.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else either.
Well, all right then.
Well, my topic this week is I want to know what are some little things that can happen throughout your day that will make your day better.
Oh, better.
Yes, better.
I was prepared for you to say, like, make it worse.
No, we want to focus on good things.
Probably, like, actually having something good for lunch, because like right now I really need to go grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really have much that I could take for lunch, so at this point I have like two breakfast burritos and that's like my whole lunch. But Like, there are times where I have, like, some Cheez-Its or some Pop-Tarts or granola bars or, you know, like, extra little things, too, that are always nice.
Yeah.
And then it fills me up a little bit more. Or what else? Probably just in general at work, like, you know, having a good day. Like today was a good day where it's like, no, well, I can't say no fits. There were fits, but like they weren't bad and they were resolved quickly. You know, they're still young kids. And then now getting out of work earlier is so much nice. So much nicer than, than getting out at like, six, especially like as the time changes and like six, it's already dark out.
Right.
Whatever, like, because after I take my shower, I usually lay down on the couch for a little bit while I let my hair dry and just kind of chill and wake up or whatever. And anytime my cats would cuddle with me while I did it, like Smokey does it all the time now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always really nice. But then it sucks having to be like, I have to get up. I'm so sorry. I have to move you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just getting like extra little things. If I had like a, like if I end up getting, you know, like fast food for dinner or something and I wasn't expecting it. Or if like my mom's like, oh, I made dinner. Do you want to come over? I go over there for dinner. Or like, I don't know. I can't think of anything too specific. Just getting a package if you ordered something.
Yeah.
That's always nice.
That is always a good feeling.
Never forget the one time when I ordered something from Etsy and I got something in the mail and I was like, oh, it must be the thing I ordered from Etsy. And I opened it and it was my hotato.
Your hotato?
My cousin sent me a potato in the mail that said, you a hoe on it. And it came in the same packaging that the last thing I ordered from Etsy came in. So I was so excited. Just like, it's my pins. And I opened it and it was just a potato calling me a hoe.
Oh, wow. That's something that I've never heard.
It was really funny, though.
That is funny.
Oops, I unplugged my phone. Oops, now I plugged it back in and it was loud.
I heard that.
I don't know. That's all I could think of. What do you got?
For me, it's like if I happen to hear like a pop song from like the 90s or the 2000s that I hadn't heard in a long time. It was like one of my favorite songs and I just happen to forget about it and just so happens to come up some kind of way. Or, like, I remember it for some reason. I'm like, oh, I'm going to listen to that. And it just, you know, it kind of brings back nostalgic feelings and a little positive vibe for the day. That, anytime I, like, maybe smell something that's, like, really sweet, like vanilla or something sugary. I know, I can't remember if it was Jessica Simpson or Gwen Stefani. They had a perfume. And I can't remember what the name of it was because my memory sucks. But it smelled kind of like cotton candy. And one of the ladies I used to work with a long, long time ago, she would wear it. And, you know, not to be creepy or anything, but I always enjoy it, like when she passed by and I could like catch a whiff of it. But yeah, the music, like sweet smelling perfume. Anytime something just kind of works out in my favor, like especially if I'm doing something at work and I'm just struggling and trying to figure out what it is that I'm trying to accomplish and it just basically like I'm banging my head against the wall and I just have like this moment of clarity. It's like, oh, idiot. And then, you know, it's just like that one little thing and it's like you figure it all out after that. Those are like moments that I cherish because like if I would have just did that from the beginning and it was just
sounds like you with OBS.
Yes, I was just about to say it was just like OBS. It's a very, very apt example. But yeah, just being able to like accomplish something. Mm-hmm. Like is one thing that I like doing that I don't really get to do that often because I don't really have a need to, but I like building furniture. Hmm. Not like I'm gonna go and get a bunch of lumber and like measure and cut and like do all of that stuff and like no.
Like IKEA version?
Yes, like IKEA like something that's in a box that has instructions. I like building furniture like that. And I don't really know why I enjoy it, but it's just something that I like to do.
Well, then it's nice because then it's like when you're done, it's like you can see like your hard work.
Yeah.
And it's also something that you can kind of just zone out for the most part and do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm assuming I've never done it. Just, it just seems like one of those where it's like you don't really have to think too hard about it. So you can kind of just do it.
Yeah.
There was something else I was going to say, but man. Gone forever.
Never to be heard from again.
Yeah. I'm trying my best, but it's not happening.
But yeah, just simple stuff like that. I'm trying to like think of the past couple of days that I've had and if there were any little things that, you know, kind of just brightened my day.
Food will get me every time.
Yeah, food is definitely a good one. Having good food always is an instant improvement to the day. Mm-hmm. And anytime I'm on social media, like any type of social media, and I run across like a cute pet video or a cute animal video, those are always good.
Oh, finally, like, three-starring or perfecting a song in a rhythm game. That's always great.
Yeah.
I usually, like, clap to myself, and Smokey will just look at me like, okay. But I'm like, but I did it. I'm so happy.
I've been playing Mario Kart Tour, I think it's called, on my iPhone.
The new one.
Yeah. And, and they have, like, a whole, like, friend system, so you can, like, match your score with your friend's score.
Mm.
And, yeah, it's kind of satisfying to be able to, like, compete in the races and get a higher score. And, like, if you go back and forth with your friends and everything, it's always, like, kind of satisfying.
No, it's like, on the rhythm games, there's, like, it's called the Weekly League, and it's, like, I think it only shows you, like, you know, it's you and, like, 19 other people on the board for the week, and, like, every week it changes people or whoever. Sometimes you go up, sometimes you go down, sometimes you stay the same. But it's always annoying when you're like number one or something, and then like because they're like Korean based games, so like forget what time they change here, it's like noon or like 1 p.m is like when it flips over to a new day. So a lot of times I would play, you know, like Saturday night, and then like by the time I woke up and like decided to play the app again on Sunday, because that was like when it was considered like the new day is Sunday, then I would have been pushed down by people who had played after I had.
Yeah.
So that's annoying. But when it doesn't happen, it's great, because the week that just got over, there were a few that I finished at number one. It's been like the one that just opened, Superstar Starship. It's great, because I finished on number one in. It's like, I don't know when it just opened. I feel like it just opened on Tuesday and I got it on Wednesday or something. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I finished at number one, so I was really proud of myself. So I'm hoping to keep moving up. I've been getting good cards.
It's good.
But those games are always fun. And they're always great when you do finish in like either number one or at least one of the top. Like as long as you move up in the league, even if you don't because I think it's the first seven move up to the next one. I don't remember what it is, but so that's always nice. And then when you like move down or stay the same, it's like,
oh. I know with Mario Kart Tour, every week you have like the competition. Like, I don't know how they group you in with people, but I think it's a, like a top 20 list of racers. And you have tiers. So depending on your placement out of that ranking, you would go up a certain number of tiers every week. Mm. And just like what you were saying before, it's so frustrating to where you complete a set of races and you get to score. Like, yes, I'm in first, but there's like 5 days left in a week. Yeah. So there's no way that your score is going to hold up for the entire week. And then like you come back the next day and you get like bumped down to fourth or something. But
I try not to like, I try and do just the daily missions and like nothing extra until like the last day or two. And then finally I'll try and up my score as much as possible. Cause people always try and pass the people who are at the top. Mm-hmm. So I try not to be at the top until the very end. So hopefully hold my place.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
But it's kind of hard to do that with Mario Kart. Because
yeah,
if you wait a little bit too long, it's like, okay, now the scores are unreachable. And there's nothing you can do about it. Because the thing about it is that the races have different characters where you can get different bonuses in. Like, if, say for instance, one race, if you use Mario, you can get 3 power-ups in the race. But if you use Luigi, you can only get 2. If you use Princess Peach, you can only get 1. And those, like, special characters vary for each race. So if you don't have a 3 power-up character, then you're automatically going to get less points in that race than somebody who does have that character.
That's dumb.
It is. And then the higher level you are, the more points you get for being in first, second, or third place. So like, say for instance, I'm at a level 7 and you're at a level 12, you would get more points for being in first place than I would get if I was in first place.
That's weird.
It is. So that's what I was saying. I don't know how they like group everybody into like one set of league competition for that week. Because like right now I'm at a level 15, I believe. Yeah, I'm at a level 15. And I'm in second place for this week. And the person that's ahead of me is already at least a level 20. So so there's no way that I could compete with their score, because if they get first place in all the races for this week's competition, they're automatically going to get more points than me.
Yeah. It's like, whatever your level is on like the Superstar games really has nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
It just kind of means how much you've played, because like you get experience for like every song you play and stuff. So really all of your level means is just you've played a lot, but like your score just depends on what cards you have.
Mm-hmm.
So like I am the highest level I can be on Superstar BTS, but I'm not in the highest league because I have some good cards and some are just okay, but lots of people have like the max cards because, you know, they have money, so they buy a ton of card packs to buy cards and level up and stuff.
Yeah.
So they'll have like the best score. So they might be a lower level than me, but they'll have a better score because they have better cards.
Okay.
So that they don't really have any correlation. And they do, they just pick like 20 random people who are in, like right now, say on like Superstar Starship, I'm on Bronze 2.
Mm-hmm.
And they just pick 20 random people that are in Bronze 2 and put them in a weekly league together. And then, so when you, if you move up to Bronze 3, you'll probably be with 19 other random people, even though 5 or 7 or however many people also move up to Bronze 3 every week, but you'll probably not be with the same people more than likely, even, or if you go down or if you stay the same, you might see like 1 or 2 of the same people, but most of the time it's just a whole nother just random group because there's so many people that play the games.
Yeah.
And I'm so mad because my name is the same on all of them. There's Superstar BTS. My bad. I'm going to unplug it.
I actually didn't hear it that time.
I did it twice. Superstar BTS, Superstar Pledis, Superstar JYP, Superstar SM, and Superstar Starship.
Okay.
So there's all of those, and my name is just like Mazarin on all of them,
mm-hmm.
except for one. I think it's SM, where that name was already taken. So it's still Mazarin, but it has like three E's at the end instead of just one.
Oh, okay.
But I'm so mad because my name is just plain Mazarin on the other four. But that one has to be different. But if you ever find that, if you ever play those games, you ever find Mazarin except on SM, it's me.
Well, if I ever play those games, I will definitely keep a lookout for you.
They're a lot of fun. Like, that's one of the ways that I find new songs, too. I mean, it's all K-pop, but that's one of the ways that I find new songs is, like, playing them. Because usually the daily missions are, like, there's two random songs that you have to play. One is sometimes just, like, any song by this particular group, and then the other mission is, like, this particular song. But just, like, going through all the songs and playing them or listening to them, I'm like, this song's catchy, and then I'll start listening to it.
Yeah.
And then they update pretty regularly, too.
Okay.
So that's nice. Now, if you like rhythm games, check them out.
Is it one of those rhythm games? Because I've played a few, and they, mm-hmm. like the advertisements, they lure you in. Like, oh, you can play with these, you know, top 40 current hit songs. But the thing about it is, like, you play, and the entry-level songs are, like, royalty-free music or stuff like that.
Mm.
And then, no. In order for you to get those more popular songs, you have to pay to, like, access the popular songs to play those.
No. It's like, I got Superstar BTS first, and that one's different than the other four, because the other four are all, like, a company. So it's got, like, a bunch of different artists that are under that company. Mm-hmm. But Superstar BTS is only BTS. So they're slightly different. But I know, like, for the BTS one, it, like, you would have to play the first few songs, like, on an album. I don't remember how many it was. I think it's, like, you'd have to play the first song to unlock the second song and, like, so on. So you just have to complete the song. Which isn't too bad. You just complete, like, as long as you pass the song, I think it unlocks the next one. And if you want to, you can pay to, like, buy a music ticket to unlock that song without, like, playing the song before it. But I just naturally was able to, you know, unlock all of them. I didn't have to pay for anything.
Yeah.
And then you get free cards and free diamonds a lot. Like, you get free diamonds by, like, watching advertisements. And they recently introduced free cards by watching advertisements. But a lot of time when you play songs, you'll get free cards anyway. And then also, like, you can buy card packs with your RP, which RP you also get from playing songs. Diamonds, which you can get from watching advertisements. And, like, all of these things you can buy with money if you want, mm-hmm. but you don't have to. You just play the game and you can get everything, which is really nice.
Okay.
And that's how all of them are, where it's like, if you want to, you can buy things and, like, you will probably get, like, you can get any cards, but obviously if you buy a nicer card pack, then you're more than likely going to get a nicer card.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, you can just level them up yourself anyway to get the extra cards, and sometimes you get lucky and get nicer cards.
Oh, okay.
Because I've been playing Superstar BTS for at least, I don't remember when it came out, but I've been playing it for longer than a year, and I've done pretty well in it. And then it's a little tricky to kind of get the hang of at first, too, but once you do, it's nice. And that goes for all of them, especially because, like, Plutus, JYP, SM, and Starship are all really similar to each other. Mm-hmm. But then, like, Bangtan's is so much different, and I had Bangtan's first, so trying to figure out those ones was a little harder. But now, like, I was able to pick up Starship right away because I was playing the other three that looked just like it.
Okay.
So, it's a little tricky at first, but just to get the hang of, but I think that's just how it is with, you know, any game.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's really nice once you, you know, just a typical rhythm game thing. Once you like a really tough song and you three-star it, or especially if you perfect it, it's great. Like if you get all perfects and super perfects, nice.
Always makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside.
I don't think the other ones, because on BTS's, it's like, if you perfect a song, like if you get only super perfects and perfects and no goods and no misses, then you get like a little symbol next to that song. But the other apps don't do anything like that. So the other apps, it doesn't matter. But for BTS's, you want to get that all perfect so that you can get that symbol.
Right. A little badge of honor.
Yeah. And it's different for every album, so it's cool. And then like they update that one regularly too, so it's like, they've got a bunch of songs. So if you know literally any of their songs, you would know what's on there because they have all of the title tracks. And then they have some, you know, extra songs.
Oh, okay.
I hope someday they'll add. I mean, they update things and then they've started doing it where they add like verse two. But I hope they end up putting like all songs on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they slowly are doing that. But, it's nice. It's a good time. I enjoy.
Yeah, I will have to check that out.
I don't know. I was going to say I would start with Bangtan's, but you do you.
I probably would start with theirs.
If you like Bangtan, do theirs. If you like Monsta X, do Starship. If you like...
Don't know who that is.
Okay. If you like... let's see, who's on SM?
Probably don't know
EXO,
who that is either.
Red Velvet. Those kind of people, SM. If you want, like, GOT7 or Stray Kids.
Nope.
Then JYP. If you want 17, Starship. I mean, not Starship. Freaking Pletus.
You might as well have been speaking a foreign language.
I was just trying to think of... off the top of my head, what the like big names were under those companies. Like, Starship, they may as well, Monsta X may as well just have their own, like Bangtan does. Same for 17. Because, mm-hmm. like, the other groups that they have aren't, like, big. And 17 and Monsta X both have enough songs that they could. I mean, they're big. Like, newest, Pletus has newest. And then, like, Starship had, like, Sistar, but, like, Sistar has been. Disbanded and I don't know. I guess just because it's like a big company is why they're like, it must be the companies and we'll have multiple artists on there, but mm-hmm. I feel like Monsta X and 17 especially should just have their own. And with SM, actually don't get SM right away, because that's one that even JYP, they have so many artists, especially SM, on the app that it's a little overwhelming because there's just so many artists, so it's so hard to get good cards because there's so many options or so many things that you could get. So like you might not fill up an album with cards for even just like the basic C cards for a long time just because there's so many artists. So I would definitely suggest either Bangtan's. That one's a little... Yeah, I'd suggest Bangtan's, Pletus, or Starship to start off with. They don't have as many artists on there.
Well, I will try to remember that.
A lot of people shorten it to say, like... Or I think it'd be official shortening for, like, say, Starship... Or Starship, why did you bring it? For Superstar... Like, BTS would be SBTS, but I say SSBTS because Superstar.
Oh, okay.
So that makes Superstar Starship SSSS. And SM SSSM.
That's so much more complicated.
Yeah, so I just say for Starship, I just say S4. Then for SM, I can't. I just say SSSM. And then there's SSJYP, and then SS Pledis, and then SSBTS.
Gotcha.
That's just what I do. That's what my friend does, too. She got it from... Or we... I don't know which one of us got it from the other, but...
One of you got it from the other one.
Yeah, I remember I used to make fun... Because she played SSBTS before I did. She got it... It used to be, like, you could only get it if you were in... I don't know if you had to be in Korea, but you couldn't, like, you couldn't get it on the, like, American App Store, I know for sure. Mm-hmm. So she got it before I did because she used, like, a workaround to get it on her phone. And I remember just making fun of her, not of her, but, like, of the game itself, just for, like, because it makes, like, when you, I don't know what you'd call it, or whatever, power up or whatever, like in the song, makes like starship noises.
Oh, okay.
And then spaceship, I said starship. And then also it tells you like super rave or like, what is it? Like ultra rave or something.
Okay.
When you're doing like really good. Uh-huh. I just remember making fun of that at first. So.
Super rave. Ultra rave.
Yeah. It just says it up in the corner. You want to get the, I think it's called Ultra Rave, but now that I'm thinking about it, I can't remember. Whatever the purple one is, that's the one you want.
Whatever the purple one is.
I feel like you would, like, because you've played rhythm games before, and it is a little different, because, like, I had a rhythm game before that was nothing like these ones. But, like, once you get the hang of it, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, it gets easier, obviously. Because there were some kids in daycare last year, like middle schoolers, who would try and play it on easy, and they could just, like, just couldn't get it. And I was really? Like, yeah, I was just so confused. I was like, how? Like, they didn't play it, you know, every day or anything either, but mm-hmm. I don't know. They just couldn't understand, like, I don't know, they couldn't get the rhythm part down. They were like, press, press. I'm like, no, there's, like listen to the song and, like, see how the notes are laid out and... They just couldn't get it, so I don't know.
Interesting.
It just amazed me. I've talked about Superstar a lot. I should be paid.
We'll see if we can get on that. If anyone who's listening to this episode know anyone who works at the Superstar...
Dalcomsoft.
There, that place. If anyone knows anyone there, tell them to reach out to Ashley, and she could give you a glowing endorsement.
It's a good time.
It's a good time. But even if you don't know anyone who works for Superstar Games, you can still send us a message. It's very easy to do. You can email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. Or you can find us on any type of social media. You can search for Spider Bites Podcast on Facebook or go to facebook.com/SpiderBitesPodcast. You can find us on Twitter at Spider Bites Cast. Or you can find us on Tumblr at SpiderBitesPodcast.tumblr.com. Any one of those ways, you can send us a message. You can ask us questions. You can leave us feedback. You can just pick our brain about anything that you may want to know more about us about. If that's a proper sentence.
About.
Yes.
Again.
I'm sure that's grammatically incorrect. And I should be ashamed of myself because I took journalism classes. But regardless of that fact, if you want to send us any kind of message, you want to share any type of stories or anything like that, that's a good way to find us. If you want to listen to more episodes of the show and keep up with the show, you can do that by subscribing to the podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can search for Spider Bites Podcast and you can find our show. And if you subscribe to us, we ask that you leave us a rating and a review. It's a good free way to support the show, and it's also a good way for us to move up in those podcast streaming services algorithms. So that way, when people are looking for a new podcast to listen to, our show is more likely to show up on their like little search feed. But also, if you leave us a review, it lets us know what you feel about the show, if there's anything that you like, if there's anything that you think that we can improve upon, and then we can take that and we can apply that to our next episode, and we can bring a better quality show for you. But if you don't want to subscribe to any podcast streaming services, you can easily go to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player. You can just go to the website from your browser, scroll down to whatever episode you want to listen to. This is episode 86, and I know that for a fact because I remembered last episode was 85. But this is episode 86.
I should start writing that down too.
You could. That would be something that we can keep track of. We are rapidly approaching episode 100, and I have no idea what we're going to do for episode 100. But, so you can just scroll down the list, find whatever episode you want to listen to, and you can listen to. You can start from episode 1 and work your way through, or you could just pick a random number. Go to episode 43.
Did something happen, or did you just say a number?
Just say a number. Listen to episode 43, and I guarantee you that you will enjoy it.
I guarantee we
talked. That is 100% guaranteed. We talked, we laughed, and we discussed some things.
I actually can't even guarantee that because there were times where we didn't all record all together.
That's also true.
There was talking. Someone talked.
Someone talked.
Done.
That's a promise. Someone talked. But if you want to get in touch with either Ashley or myself, you can easily do that by finding our social media links in the description of the show, as well as all the links of everything that I mentioned previously. I don't know what is wrong with me, but I'm going to go to the doctor and I'm going to get myself looked at. Because I have a problem.
See, I've been watching Game Grumps play Kitty Love, which they played, I don't know when it's from, like I think it was late 2018. But there's just it's just really funny, because it's a dating sim, but it was just, and I never heard it, but watching them play it, because there's so many, like, typos, like, in the game. Mm. And that's exactly what you're talking about. Of them trying to read the dialogue as it's written, and it's just terrible.
Oh, God. That drives me so much to see, like, something that's supposed to be professionally done, and it's just like, I'll forgive it if it's, like, a foreign game and was translated to English, so it's not necessarily...
I think this one was.
Okay, well, I'll forgive that. I think it's Japanese. But if there's something, like... There's been so many times that I've gone to see, like, different presentations, and they'll have, like, a PowerPoint slide on a big projector screen, and there's, like, grammatical errors or there's spelling errors, and then that just takes me out of the entire presentation, because I just focus on the mistake.
See, they say that, like, you should get someone else to look at it, and then also, I forget what it is, they say, like, you should make the font bigger or like step away from your computer or something and then read it, because like you're reading it different, or no, read it out loud, I think is what it is. And then like for a presentation, it's like make it like step away from it and look at it that way and have other people do that, but also to like read it out loud and see like if something doesn't make sense if you read it out loud. Sometimes in your head it will, but if you say it out loud, you're like, wait a minute,
right?
So there's ways you can fix it. And, like, one or two here and there I get, because we're still human, but, like...
Yeah.
Still. Work on it.
So, I will definitely work on my talking, and hopefully next week I'll be able to actually deliver coherent sentences and make sense.
We'll see.
We'll see. But hopefully you all will join us again next week, and hopefully you can see the results of me getting better at this talking thing. But
it seems like it's just going downhill every week.
It really does. Hopefully it doesn't get worse, because I think if it does get worse, then next week I just won't be able to won't be able to talk at all.
It'll just be me.
Yeah.
And I don't know the ending part.
Well, I think you might want to start brushing up. Because if I can't say it, somebody's going to have to.
No, it's in the description. Who needs to say it?
She'll just say, you know where to find it. Go to the description. You'll see how to get in touch with us.
Yeah, it's down there.
But until next week, we love you all. We appreciate you guys joining us, and we hope to see you all next time. Bye, everybody.
See ya.